Happy Super Bowl. Except that this will probably come out at midnight on Sunday. So
on the actual Super Bowl.
On the actual Super Bowl day. So happy Monday after the Super Bowl, probably.
Yeah, happy Super Bowl week.
There you go.
May whatever team you want to win, win.
Yeah.
And may Taylor Swift forever be in your dreams. That's all I ever... It's like Kansas City Chiefs and fucking Taylor Swift. I'm like, yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I love me some Tay-Tay or whatever the fuck we're all calling her now, but like... I just don't care.
I don't care either, but it does make me laugh every time some dude is like, I just want to watch football.
I don't need to watch that.
And I'm like, oh, but they're going to show you, like, Jack Nicholson and stuff, too. I know. So, like, who fucking cares?
Fuck, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it cracks me up.
Yeah, I'm excited because we're going to your house for Super Bowl.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
I know.
We'll see if we even catch part of the game. I guess Usher is supposed to be the halftime show.
Oh, yeah. All my TikToks are like 35 to 40-year-old moms.
Ready for it.
when Usher drops at the halftime show and it's all of us like, yeah, 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 yeah. Hands in the air and shit. All embarrassing.
How embarrassing.
God damn!
Brandon told me that it was Usher, and I was like, what fucking year is it?
Yeah, like why?
Yeah.
Well, I really think that, like, our culture is trying to do this, like, nostalgic comeback for our generation.
Because we all want to fucking kill ourselves.
We're all fucking so traumatized that they're like, wait, but remember Tamagotchis were, like, really cool, and now you can buy them for your kid. So do you want to keep them alive because your kid has no fucking idea what it is and doesn't care at all because they have a Switch? That's a real-life example of my life.
I believe that, because we're now the generation that's, you know, supposed to be, like, adults.
And, oh, man. Like, I'm super excited for us to, like, get in there on government, you know?
Are you?
Oh, my God, yeah.
I don't think we're old enough yet.
Oh, dude, though, once we do, there's going to be soda in every water fountain. That's going to be our first change around here.
You're goddamn right,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah, they're going to be like, excuse me, what about aliens and this war with Russia? And we're going to be like,
aliens, grape or yes. Orange? War, not today.
I don't feel like funding it anymore. And honestly, I don't know. Let's just see what happens.
I mean, let's invite the aliens down.
Yeah, let's see if they can help us out.
Yeah.
2024, Stacey.
soda in every Stacey water fountain. I like how you don't like soda.
I don't, but I know that it's important enough to my people.
It is.
Yeah.
It's really...
So I would...
Grape the entire orange. Campaign stands on it.
Anyway, yeah, soda in all the fountains.
Yeah, soda in all the fountains.
Stacey and Aaron, 2024. Vote for us.
Yep.
Get us on the ballot. What do we got to do? Probably need some funding, but we don't know anybody with money or this podcast would be more funded.
That's true. That is true. Listen
guys, you let us know.
I don't think we're ready for a campaign. Maybe 20.
I'm fucking ready. I'll just be blasted every day. And they're going to be like, Stace, we really need to discuss this war in Russia. And I'm going to be like, no. Hold on a minute.
They'll be like, bring Putin out.
Let me talk to Putin.
Let me talk to
him. Translator thing on his fucking ear. Because Lord knows I don't know Russian. You know?
Well, I was thinking you might.
No. Not Sarovia. That's all I got. You think he'll appreciate that?
Yeah.
First thing out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Putin, Stacey has something to say to you.
Hello. Nastarovia.
School! I don't even know. Is that Norwegian? I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know.
Do you want to hear my goddamn?
I do.
Oh, my God. You lived through part of my goddamn.
I did.
I was just ferociously texting Aaron. But my goddamn last week, I'm pretty sure, was that I was going to Vegas, right?
Yeah.
And I went
to
Vegas.
You were so excited.
I was so excited. I was in such a great headspace last week. This week, a little rougher. But go to Vegas. On the way there, our plane gets fucking delayed. No big surprise. I don't know what the fuck we were flying. Delta or some shit. I don't know. But it was delayed because we had rain. There was weather, and there's never any weather.
Yeah.
And Lee was so worried, like, oh, we might get held up. And I'm like, what the fuck? It's fine. It's just a little rain. We got held up a little bit, but that's okay. It was like an hour. Not a big deal. We had another drink at the bar, fucking pounded it, and then all of a sudden they got us back on the plane.
Nice. Because
we had, like, loaded on, and then they were like, we got to get off.
On the way there,
wait,
too?
Wait, did we? Actually, guys, there's so many deplanings that I can't really remember. We might not have gotten on. They just delayed it. I don't really remember, because I just know that we had enough time to go back. I think we were on the plane. I'll have to talk to Lee to set my memory straight, because remember now, I'm just high all the time, so I don't have a memory. But anyway. It was okay because I was already buzzing. I had my nice little airport drunk going. I got to sneak in another mimosa. Fucking pounded it because all of a sudden they were ready. And so we get on the plane. Everything's fine. We were on the plane and they deplaned us because I could talk to the gal behind me. Okay, anyway. So they did deplane us. And I have never been deplaned before.
Yeah.
Ever. Okay? Well, spoiler alert, this is going to happen multiple more times.
Yeah. In my experience, anytime they deplane you, it's like, oh, you're not fucking going anywhere today.
It's not good. Yeah. That one was a fluke because then they got a sign and we were gone.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And I was like, Vegas, woo! Okay, we did Vegas. I had a great time. I didn't go down too low. I think I left home pretty even, pretty close to. I don't actually really remember because the ending of the story clouds my whole fucking memory.
Mm-hmm.
Get to the airport, we're flying Spirit.
Yeah.
I know.
Good choice.
I fucking...
It's like Greyhound of the fucking skies.
Already know. I'm fully aware, right? And I had already told Lee, because we flew Delta there or something, and I was like, why didn't you just book Spirit? It's like literally the shortest flight.
Yeah.
I'm okay with thinking I'm going to die for 30 minutes.
Yeah. It's literally only like 45 minutes.
For $60. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's less than an Uber to downtown.
Honestly, it's so cheap that and he was like, I didn't even want to fly at home, but it's the best time. And Lee's family was watching our kids, right? And so we were going to get home at 2. So that'd be the best time to pick them up, everything. We'd have the rest of Sunday to get our shit together before everything goes crazy. Oh, did that happen? No. No, because guess what happened? We got there, we got on the plane, and then they set us on the plane for 2 fucking hours at the gate. They didn't even move us. The flight is 30 fucking minutes, guys. And we're sitting on the plane, and you know me. You know the Karen the fuck that I am.
Uh-huh.
Especially when I'm hungover, and I'm hungry, and I'm tired, and I have to piss, and I'm stuck on a goddamn plane. And I was in the middle fucking seat.
Oh,
big surprise. Lee was like, don't worry. I bought the big seat. Because they call it the big seat, not first class. They call it the big seat on Spirit. It's just like a big ass seat. And it's 2 seats instead of 3, right? Yeah. Motherfucker did not buy us the big seat. He bought us the row right behind the big seats. And homie, your girl Stace, was in the middle.
Oh,
in the
no.
fucking middle. So there's a strange man next to me. My husband's on the aisle seat.
Another strange man.
I'm in the middle. And it's Spirit, so it's awful middle. Like, I can't even put my feet anywhere because my backpack is there.
Yeah.
And we were on this plane for 2 hours. I needed to, my knees were like, I gotta fucking put them straight. Like, you know how you have your knee problem? I fucking was ready to rage.
Oh, no.
I was just standing up with my head all curled over, like, get me off the fucking plane. Oh, my God. I was losing my mind. And everybody was so quiet and calm about it. And I'm like, what the fuck? What's going on? Hello, give us an update. Like, I was the one.
Yeah.
Okay? And then they come on, and eventually, after 2 hours, they tell us that basically the pilots were running late because of the weather.
Okay.
So then the pilots finally get there, and we all cheer. Yay, pilots! And then we're sitting there for another fucking 40 minutes, and I'm like, what the fuck? What's going on?
Couldn't
and
find Lee, their seatbelts.
Lee, the whole time is like, well, you know, they have to do a lot of checks. And I'm like, fuck that shit. We've been here for 2 hours. They've been checking this whole goddamn time. All they gotta do is flip their little things. Give them 10 minutes. They're ready to rock. Yeah, sure, he's gotta take a dump. I don't know, but do it and let's fucking go.
Yeah.
I was done.
Yeah.
40 minutes. This is your captain speaking. I have some bad news. I almost lost my shit. It's like, I can't take any more fucking bad news. We've reached our hour limits, so we legally cannot fly right now. We're trying to find you another crew. Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
You fucking knew that shit when you were running down the goddamn gateway to try to get to us that you only had fucking 45 minutes left on your goddamn flight plan. What was your plan? The flight's 40 minutes. Are we going to take off in 5 minutes? After 5 minutes of not taking off, you knew we weren't going to fucking go anywhere. Oh, my God. I was losing my fucking mind. Now, right before all this, people were coming up to the stewardesses and being like, I need to go charge my phone. Like, we only thought we were going to be on the plane for an hour, and it's almost been 3 hours at this point. Like, we haven't had food. There's nothing.
Yeah.
And it's now, like, 3 o'clock in the goddamn afternoon. And
oh,
we're
my
supposed
God.
To leave at 11. I don't even fucking remember. But I was losing my mind. She's letting people go. And her answer is this. I can't make you stay. Like, if you want to leave, you have the right to leave. And they're like, okay, I'm just going to charge my phone really quick, though. Like
are you going to leave without me?
Do I have time? And she's like, well, you have to take your stuff with you if you leave. So people are taking their stuff. And there are families. Some poor fucking souls had kids on this flight. Oh, my
no.
God. Could you imagine? Oh, it's just a 40-minute flight. No big deal.
Yeah.
Fucking 4 hours later. Oh, my God. So then they're like, we have to deplane you, right? I'm like, I'm gonna stab somebody. Get me the fuck off this plane at this point. We all get off, right? As we're walking off, we're all standing around the gate because they didn't tell us what to do or what the plan is. So we're like, what do we do? And the lady literally put her arms up and fucking shrugged because it's Spirit and they don't fucking care. Oh, my God. And then she was like, we're gonna replane you guys in like 5 minutes. And I yelled, I don't believe you. Because like they haven't told us anything. And I was fucking right. It was still like another 40 minutes. And the whole time I was sitting right by the gate agent and they're talking, they have no idea what's going on. And then some lady comes up and she asks all of the right questions. And so basically through all of her right questions, she finds out that they don't even have a pilot crew yet and that everybody's in the air right now. So they don't have anybody on the way. And once they know somebody's he's on the way, it'll still even be like an hour then. Mm-hmm. And we're just kind of waiting. And there's no other flights on Spirit. So they're not willing to like put us on a different flight or help us with any other airline. We have to go back out of security and go book with an agent if we want to book somewhere else, right?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I was so rude. I didn't even fucking care. Guys, I literally was seeing red. We were standing around and the gate had other flights like that were supposed to come in after us. So there's a fuck ton of people and there's nowhere to sit. And there was like the whole row for like the handicapped people. My ass sat right there. I was shaking. I was like, I am gonna lose my shit. And I looked up the first flight out of there and it was Delta. And it was $600 for Lee and I to fly out of there. And I was like, I don't fucking care. I'm booking it. And Lee's doing this like hemming and hawing. Like, I don't know. Let's see what they're gonna say. And I'm like, I'm gonna leave you. Like,
yeah.
I'm going. Yeah. I cannot anymore. And here's another thing. Both the kids were sick. One had a fever. Aww. So it was just like terrible. Like I just wanted to get home.
Yeah.
So I tried to book the flight. I tried to book it like 18 times and it wouldn't go through. It kept denying my card. And then my bank kept being like, oh, there's fraudulent charges. And I'm like, fucking, that was me. Stop it. I want to purchase this thing.
Yeah.
Finally, I get two seats. I get it to go through. I don't even fucking know what was going on, but I got it to go through. And I'm like, we got to go. And in order to get there, we had to go back through security again. So we're rushing through security. Like one person checks me in. And then the next person for Lee, it's like they had a shift change. And the lady was like fucking super reviewing all of his information. And she was like, I don't have you booked for this flight. Like, you're not supposed to be here. And he was like, we just booked it. And then I'm behind her like, we were definitely like, I will get in a fight with security right fucking now. Like, you guys stop it.
You're going to get on the no fly list.
Fucking done. Like, that's okay with me. I have to drive my ass home at this fucking point because this is absolutely ridiculous. Like,
yeah.
You have all of my money and all of my things. Please let me get on this goddamn flight.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. But then she was like, oh, there it is. I see it. She just had to use her fucking eyeballs. And she doesn't know that we're literally about to miss our plane. I'm like, let the man go through. Like, yeah. I will stab somebody. We get all the way the fuck in there. And then we're finally breathing. And I'm like, okay, whoa. Whoa. I was really heated back there. Like, we finally did this. And the whole time, I'm like, I don't know if this is the right decision. $600 is a lot. I just went manic, you know? And now I'm, like, reviewing. Like, oh, God, $600. I don't even know if they're going to refund me. And I keep telling Lee to, like, refresh his Spirit app. Like, did it take off? Did I make the wrong decision? Right? They were still delayed. So I'm like, okay, we're okay.
Girl, you never look in the lane that you just left.
Oh, I was looking. Traffic. I was looking because, remember, I fucking left my body and I made decisions without Lee. Like, I was just like, we're doing it. And then in the end, he's all pumped up and jazzed, right? Like, so glad, we just want to go home. And we see some people on our plane getting on this plane too. And we're like, high five, everything's great, right? Like, had to make a decision. And I'm telling Lee, when those Spirit people call, you let them talk to me, okay?
Yeah.
Because we're getting a full fucking refund because that's some bullshit. They were not telling us anything that could help us make an informed decision. Like, I was ready.
Yeah.
Like, give me the phone. And Lee's like, don't worry, we're going to get it all figured out. It's okay, blah, blah, blah. I don't really mind. Lee's in the best mood ever, okay? Yeah. And I am like holding my breath because I know I'm going to cry. Like, I cannot cry right now. We're all okay. We get in the plane. It was delayed a little bit. Not a big deal, whatever. I guess fucking the president landed and Air Force One was there. We're on the tarmac, finally, right? We're about to get the fuck out of there. Lee's like, look, there's Air Force One. There's Air Force One. And I'm like, be nice, because he's really excited that the president's here. And I just don't fucking care.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a wrinkly ass doodly squat about this old man. I know I probably should, and people are going to be mad about that, but I just didn't fucking care at this point.
No.
And I don't think I ever will, because it's not like I saw him. I just saw the plane.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, super side note, I spent the night in an airport once because of fucking Obama.
So dumb. Oh my God. Yeah, okay. So that was the reason that caused this whole chaos. Fucking Biden was flying into Vegas because his numbers are low there. I don't fucking know.
He's probably going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, maybe. But that's a whole week away, goddammit.
Well, anyway, you gotta have time to...
So Lee's like, oh, there's Air Force One. I'm being really nice compared to what's going on in my head, because right now I'm like, don't fucking even breathe in my direction. Yeah. But he has no idea that I'm at this point. And I'm like, oh, cool.
I'm pretty sure he has an idea.
Yeah, he does know. But like, he doesn't know how quick I am to just...
Yeah.
Knock somebody out. Just
stabbed
for being
in the neck.
There. Yeah. He is like, look out the window. And I'm looking and I'm like, I don't fuck. They all look the same.
Yeah.
And
they're all like, just planes.
The one with the blue on the front. I'm like, fucking sick. How did you even know that? And I said that. I was like, how did you know that? And he's like, I just know it has blue on the front. And then I looked it up and it says that he's here. And I'm like, different brains. You know? Different brains. And then he goes, oh, that's not good. And I said, what? What is not good? Because homie pays attention to everything. And your girl over here is just over here reading wool. Like, don't really care. We're going to take off soon. And he goes, well, the engines are winding down. That's not good. And I'm like, what do you mean?
Also, when have you ever paid attention to the engine noises that the plane is making?
Lee pays attention to everything, and I never do. And then I listen, and they are winding down, and I'm like, well, maybe we're turning. I don't fucking know. I don't know. And then this is your captain speaking, and I'm like, you better fucking not. We got bad news. And I was like, I'm gonna stab somebody. I'm gonna stab somebody. And he goes, we're delayed for 45 minutes on the tarmac. There's a delay, whatever. There's weather in Reno or some shit. I'm like, we're not even fucking going to Reno. Like, oh my God. And I just look at Lee like, I'm going to kill somebody, right?
Is it going to be you?
Lee has no idea. Lee, there's no way he knew. Otherwise, he would never have uttered these next words.
Oh God.
He has his phone in his hand and he looks at me and he goes, look, our Spirit flight took off. I just started fucking crying. I took off my glasses and I looked at him and I said, I'm going to put my head down now because I'm going to cry and I can't keep it together. And he was like, it's okay. And he's like rubbing my back and I just put my head down and I fucking sobbed.
Oh my God.
I sobbed. Nobody knew, but I was sobbing on that plane. Like, get me the fuck. What? What have I done?
Yeah.
I just want to go home.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Okay. And then we got out of there. It actually ended up being like a 20-minute delay. It really wasn't that big of a deal, but I am good on traveling for a while. And
yeah.
I cannot. My fragile little mental brain cannot right now. And then this whole week, I've just been in a shitty mood. And I'm like, get out of it, man. Like, yeah. It was just one day at the airport.
Well, it was a rough day at the airport.
Fucking Biden.
A bad day at the airport is like...
20 bad days at home. I don't know.
It's so much. It's a lot. It's like 7 years of bad luck.
Oh, my God. And thank God I didn't have the kids with me. There's so many positives. But, like, it was just like... I do not like being controlled.
Yeah.
And to be controlled all fucking day long.
Yeah. And to be told like, where and when you
and
can
you can't
be,
stand up. And you
but
can't
not
pee.
Why.
And now you can. And now this. And they're all fucking lying. And I'm just like, this is literally the dumbest thing.
Yeah. And nothing then, fucking matters.
And then you're just in a room full of awful people. Listen, people, I love you all, but I love you, people. Like, the rest of the fucking world, everybody's just awful. Like,
yeah.
Rude to you, not paying attention. People are not aware of their spatial awareness. Oh, like, God. Hey, man, this is a walkway, and people just have all their shit huddled around there, and there's people arguing with each other, and you're like, can you fucking pay attention for 2 seconds? Because I want to get back to my goddamn seat when I got to take a piss. Like, ah!
Yeah.
Hate them.
Yeah. Hate 'em. That's the worst. I'm so sorry that happened to you. You were texting me, and I was like...
Oh, God. You were the only one that I was actually telling. Like, I literally might stab somebody. Like, I'm going to cry, and I'm just going to drive home, and I'm going to fucking off myself. Lee was like, I almost just said, let's go stay back another night. I'm like, why? Why did we not? We should have just done that.
I know, honestly.
So what's your goddamn errand?
Mine's much less exciting. Mine is just that I finally succumbed to being sick after all of that time.
You did.
And
it got you.
Yeah, it finally got me, and I was fucking fevering, and every time I lay down, I can't fucking breathe. And
you've been fevering twice lately.
Yeah.
Fevers are like a mile marker in my life. Like that one time I had a fever, whew, you know?
Oh, my God, really? I get fevers, pretty much every time I get sick. I'm like,
yeah.
And it's a fever. Fucking hell.
You do, huh?
Yeah.
I never do. So whenever I hear you have a fever, I'm like, oh.
You're like, you need to go to the hospital. I'm like, I think I'll just lay down.
When I get a fever, it's hospital time.
Take some Tylenol or something.
If it doesn't go away in a day or two, it's hospital time.
Yeah. But mine is like 2 days. Yeah.
That's my nightmare.
Oh, my God. It's the fucking worst. But today is the first day that I'm not a mouth breather.
Yay.
I am feeling better. It's still, like, you can hear it, I'm sure, in me or whatever. And everyone at work keeps being like, you don't sound better. I'm like, I fucking know. Can I go home?
Yeah. Why am I here then?
Yeah. I don't want to be here.
Right?
But it's getting better, and I'm coming out the other fucking side of it.
Yay!
Like, you know when you take for granted the fact that, like, you can breathe at night?
Yeah.
I woke up this morning, and I was like, I can breathe. Oh, my God.
It's like, the best.
I could just put my head down and still sleep this way.
That's great. Dude, for like the 3 months prior to this moment, just being sick all the time, I bought so many Breathe Right strips and I would put those fuckers on before bed and then I would just shove tissues up my nose because I'd put them on and then like
leak
water
out.
Comes out your nose. Yeah, like super runny snot.
Anyway, you want to hear about some murder?
Fuck yeah, I do.
Murder.
That's what I'm here for.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Here on episode 283, I am going to tell you about Billy Ray Walden.
Ooh, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Billy Ray Walden. Yep.
Okay.
So, trigger warning.
Everything.
Dogs and kid.
Aw, man.
So, Billy Ray was born on January 3rd, 1952. He was a Capricorn.
Okay.
Well, I didn't pronounce any of this or practice pronouncing any of this. He was born in Tahlequah, Oklahoma.
Okay.
Tahlequah?
Tahlequah.
Tahlequah.
I don't know.
I don't know how to say that. In Oklahoma.
Je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi. He was born in Oklahoma.
Oh, okay.
And he was 1/4 Cherokee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, look at him.
Look at that.
He didn't really know his mom because when
she was Cherokee. Half.
I'm guessing it was her.
I don't know why that would matter why he doesn't know her, but okay.
Yeah, it's just a mystery.
She's fucking off somewhere doing shit. Cherokee-like shit.
But when he was 5 years old, she brought him to his grandma's house and was like,
you take this one.
Yeah, I'm out. Yeah, just gonna fucking peace out on this one.
Go ahead and call it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, I've thought about it a time or two.
Mm-hmm. Honestly. You're like, when does the fire department stop taking them? Mm-hmm. Or is there
a cutoff age?
Yeah. Can I have a late term abortion?
No.
I'm kidding. Kidding. So apparently that happened here. And I'm guessing that his mom or his grandma is the 100% Cherokee person.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Exciting, right? Mm-hmm. He was raised from then on with his grandma. And so he grew up with that culture and learning all about Native Americans and Cherokee and all that kind of stuff. Really cool.
Yeah.
So he joined the Navy right after high school, where he served for 14 years before being discharged in January of 1985.
Ooh, what'd he get discharged for?
I don't know what he got discharged for, but he made it to a first petty officer. Mm. And I tried Googling it because I was like, petty doesn't sound good, just like for what it is.
He's so petty.
He's so petty. And I don't know when you move up ranks and stuff, but that's the 6th rank. And I was like, I don't know. I don't know what happened. Because 14 years, I feel like that's a long time. That like 20 years time. And you retire, you know?
That is a long time. You know what? I have to admit, I don't fucking know any of the rankings. And my dad was in the Navy. But I do know my dad was a chief, so he made it.
Yeah, he made it. I think my dad made it to officer. I don't know which officer, but...
I know. My brother knows all that shit, too. And he'll start talking like, E4, E5, or whatever. And I'm like, I don't... Bless you.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Never you start as, like, E1, right? Yeah. And then you move up. And then once... I think it's, like, E6 is the first petty officer. And I only know that because I Googled it yesterday.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know any of it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But so I don't.
Me either. So also, somebody out there does, and they're like, wow.
These girls are fucking uninformed. You are correct.
Yeah. Stacey for president 2024. Soda in the water fountains.
Soda in the water fountains.
That's where we're going with this, guys.
Exactly. So I don't know why he was discharged, but.
He did.
It didn't sound like it was for anything bad.
Okay.
But it didn't say it was honorable or anything else.
I'm pretty sure it takes a little bit to get discharged from the military, unless you're not liked.
I don't think it takes that. I mean, I think it's all circumstantial.
Like, you just don't show up, and they're like, eh, he's AWOL, he's out. I feel like the military, they're just, like, wanting everybody, so they're like, eh.
Well, now they want everybody. Now there's about to be a fucking draft. Let's go!
Oh, my God.
My kids are too young, and I'm too fucking old, so sorry, everybody.
Good luck. Yeah. I'll just smooth this all over. Let me talk to them.
Oh, you know? Yeah. When you get drafted?
Yeah, I'll smooth it all over.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Nice to meet you. My name's Stacy.
Hey. So what are we all fighting about here? Yeah.
What are we all? I'm sure there's a reasonable explanation.
You guys didn't try to come to an agreement?
Did you talk yet? Do you tell them you hurt your feelings?
Tell them you don't like that. And you know, the next time.
Communicate your needs.
Yeah. You know? You would appreciate it.
Yeah.
If they didn't bomb your country or whatever.
Honestly. Your baby? Oh, my God. That's awful. Did you hear that? You did that to their baby.
It's terrible. Okay, so first petty officer, now he's discharged, right?
Right.
He was known as a quiet and unassuming guy. Mm-hmm. He was thought to be brilliant.
Oh, a brilliant.
A brilliant man. And he created his own language called Polyespo.
Honestly, I'm just feeling like nerd more than brilliant.
I mean, yeah, probably.
I think what? Polyesto?
Polyespo.
Polyespo.
Which, yes. Of course, the, you know.
Poly, multiple.
Scientific name espo. For it is Polysynthesa Esperanto, which, from my brief Googling, is an extension of Esperanto, which is another language, which I'm also probably saying wrong.
Esperanto!
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's like an expansion or extension of that language, but using Cherokee words and some different grammar and stuff too.
Okay.
So it's like a recognized language.
Okay.
I guess. Because I was like, who hasn't made a language?
Honestly.
You know?
Yeah. Like a decoder ring for
you. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
For your slam book.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I guess he did it. And he was smart.
And people use it.
It became
like he invented it and people use it.
He invented it. And if you Google it, it shows up as like languages, Oxford languages or whatever.
Interesting. I didn't know you could just like invent a new one.
I didn't either. And like, who do you send that to?
Anglo-Saxon for that or some shit.
He was like a spiritual guy and everything. And he thought that every time you learned a new language that you would gain a new spirit. Like...
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's like a spirit guide or something following you. And so he knew a couple languages and then he created this language. He's like, oh, this is fucking great, right?
That is great.
That is great. At some point, he met a lady and had a kid or two, but they didn't stay together. And she moved to Gardenia, California with the kids.
Okay. And so now he's just floating around out there with his new language.
With his new language, doing his thing. And, still out in Oklahoma. And then, in 1985, his grandmother died.
Oh.
And everything is downhill from here.
Honestly. That's sad.
Super sad. And that's the person who raised him. So that's essentially his mom and dad, everything. That's
like, his world just came crashing
down. His entire world just fell apart. Yeah. And... he kind of lost his mind.
Uh-huh. Can relate.
Uh-huh. And he went on a rampage.
Uh-oh.
Which, like you said, relatable, but most of us temper it down, you know?
Right. We don't like murder.
Uh-huh. He, unfortunately, did not tamper anything down. So starting on October 10th, 1985, Billy shot an elderly man outside of a grocery store.
Oh, God. Okay.
Just like a random dude.
Nope.
The man lived.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, surprisingly.
90-year-old. So he said?
Elderly. You were like 90 at least.
Getting some dates and getting popped outside the goddamn Piggly Wiggly.
I know. How fucking terrible, right?
That's awful. That's a bad day.
That's a bad fucking day. But also.
In all my 90 years.
Imagine living your entire life and then getting shot and surviving. Like, to me, at that point, you're just like racking up like. Bucket list stuff.
Yeah, like I did that.
Yeah, exactly. And not to say that my bucket list is to get shot.
No, but like if you survived it.
But if I did get shot and survived it, like that's pretty cool.
That's a big check.
Yeah, yeah, that's a big check. Or like, I don't know, man, this is a good story to tell. Like I got shot.
I got fucking shot.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Never want to get shot though. Just for the record.
It's like one of my biggest fears. Or like being stabbed.
Stabbed is probably more for me. Yeah.
Just don't want to.
I don't want to. I don't want to die. I'm actually very afraid of dying now. I wasn't like a month ago. And now I'm like, it's going to happen someday.
Like you're met with your own mortality.
Yeah. It's the worst. Every once in a while, I'm like, oh, this body's fragile.
Oh, no. She ain't going to last forever.
Okay. So then the next day, he robbed three people at the mall.
And he just shot him and left.
Yeah, he shot this guy and was like, deuces. Like, I don't think he waited around or anything. It was just like,
pew, pew.
Yeah, maybe from the car window as he's driving by or whatever.
That's so weird. Okay, now he's at the mall.
And so now he's at the mall, fucking broad daylight, and he robs these three people.
Oh, he robbed
at gunpoint,
them.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they couldn't accurately describe him or anything. So police have no fucking idea who they're looking for.
Was he in a disguise or was he just so like
unique?
They're like, I don't know, man.
No. I mean, he didn't look that unique to me, but
yeah.
I mean.
But they didn't get a good description.
A month after that, on November 15th, Cynthia Bellinger was a 28-year-old woman who was outside of her parents' house in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And Billy shot her in the head.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Jesus. Lucky. Just driving by?
Yeah, I guess.
Wait, luckily what?
Luckily she survived.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, it fucking grazed her skull.
No.
Zip. Just a little buzz.
Jesus Christ.
Just put a little permanent fucking part in her hair or whatever.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's fucking wild.
Again, that's a fucking crazy story.
It's so crazy. I guess just out picking the petunias.
Right? You're just like outside your parents' house. I don't know, maybe going up for dinner or leaving the house, whatever. Oh like, God. How fucking scary is that?
Terrifying.
She lived. Mm-hmm. And then just 2 days after that, Billy shot Annabelle Richmond mm-hmm. 4 times outside of her apartment.
Oh, my God.
She was a 58-year-old woman, and he robbed her and then left her for dead.
Now, this man, literally, it's just like his grandma passed away and he's losing his shit. He sounds like in 2 of them now, he's robbed people. Mm-hmm. Is he, like, getting money to get away, or is he just doing it as part of the crime, or, like, do we have...
We really don't have...
He's just fucking going nuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And Annabelle ended up dying in the hospital 2 days after that.
That's so scary.
Yeah. So sad.
Also surprising that she didn't... Like, 4 gunshots is a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. And but it was a 25 caliber gun.
I don't know what caliber it needs to be to... be deadly.
So everybody is like, you need like a 9mm or whatever to like, it has more stopping power. And every single time someone says that, like, nobody's gonna stop at your 22 or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, but
people, yeah, die, but you will. Time.
Yeah. Because if you get shot, you're gonna be like, ow, I'm gonna stop that now.
It's like when we were tasing Brandon and he was like, I could still rape you. And
you're
like,
no, you fucking couldn't.
Maybe now that I'm done.
But yeah, like, exactly.
And you.
But if it was still going, I'd still be tasing you.
Yeah, like you can't.
Yeah, like you're an idiot. Yeah, so it is a smaller bullet.
Yeah.
But it'll still put a fucking hole in your body.
Yeah, like in your brain or some shit.
Yeah, in anywhere.
Yeah.
It'll puncture all your organs just like the other ones. It just won't explode inside you.
God.
Sorry.
It's so awful. Like just ripping through you. That's what does the damage, huh?
Yeah. That's
awful. Those like Starpoint ones or whatever.
Yeah. Back to you, Billy.
Yeah, Billy.
Annabelle Richmond just died.
Yeah. 4 shots.
Now, we all gather he does not know these people.
He's right. Doing just this random.
Randomly. Yeah, which is way more fucking terrifying for me.
Yeah, it always is.
And then on November 23rd, Billy approached Frank Hensley and Tammy Tvett mm-hmm. in a parking lot.
Okay.
He attempted to rob them, and when they refused, he...
they just said, nope.
Yeah, they were like, not today, motherfucker. He, quote, wounded them. Now, I don't know if that means he shot them.
Okay.
Because I'm guessing he did, but again, it was this 25 caliber gun, and so maybe I'm wrong, and they really like, aren't that dangerous.
Pistol whipped them?
Yeah, and so these people survived.
Okay.
And they did not get robbed.
And they just said, no.
Yeah, they were like, not today, Billy. And yeah. Billy was like, fuck, oh, man. I'll just wound you.
I just wounded him.
So I don't believe the cops were even kind of on to him at this point because everything is random. Okay. So he's just getting away with it.
Yeah. And cops are just like, wow, somebody's out there shooting people.
Yeah, and robbing people. And that's scary. Mm-hmm. And so he decided to go to California.
Okay. Get away.
Presumably.
Oh, no. He's going to get his kids, isn't he? Oh, no.
So he allegedly or presumably or people are speculating that he was going to California to see his ex and children.
Get his little life back.
I don't know. I don't know if it was with good intentions or bad intentions, but they're like, that's probably why he went west.
Makes sense, yeah.
Because they were there.
Family there, yeah.
But he ended up down in San Diego.
Oh, hey, I know that place.
Yeah, dilly-dallying around us, right?
Right.
Going back to his little Navy haunts, right?
Going back to Cali.
Yeah, at some point he was stationed in San Diego. And so
he's
like,
Navy homes.
Check this shit out. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So while he was out here in San Diego, Billy racked up some...
Parking tickets.
Misdemeanors.
Oh, okay.
3 rapes.
Oh, my God.
5 robberies. And 2 burglaries.
Jesus Christ.
What's the difference between a robbery and a burglary, you ask?
I do.
A burglary is on property. A robbery is on a person. Now you know.
I did not know that. Hey, at what point are they like 3 strikes, you're out? Was it not a 3-strike rule then?
Well, no one was catching him. He was just like...
Racking them up.
Yeah, like doing it and then fucking dipping out.
Bouncing before they caught him.
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't really getting any misdemeanors.
No, he wasn't really getting any misdemeanors. He was just doing the crimes. Things. Yes, gotcha. He was racking up crimes.
Gotcha.
And then on December 7th, he broke into the home of 42-year-old Don Ellerman out here in San Diego.
Okay, poor Don. What's going on, Don?
Well, he shot her in the neck.
Oh my God.
With his 25 caliber handgun.
Okay.
Killing her.
Jesus, that's a little aggressive.
Fucking aggressive, yeah. He robbed the home, but she had dogs and they were barking at him. Uh-huh. And so he beat them and then locked them inside a bathroom in the house.
That's rude.
So rude. He took her computer and valuables and then...
1985 computer?
I didn't even consider
that. Oh, my God.
Her personal computer is what they called it. And I almost put laptop because I was like, that's a personal computer. Wasn't a laptop if it was 1985.
No. Did he take everything so he could use it? The computer?
He had to get the fucking dolly.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah. I don't know. Apparently, he took the entire computer, so it probably took a couple trips.
Oh, my God.
And a team lifting.
Yeah. The fuck?
And he... then set her house on fire on his way out.
No, I was just thinking this whole time. I was like, at least somebody's going to find her and those dogs are okay. They weren't.
They were not okay.
He's such an asshole. Why did he do that? That was so not necessary.
Oh my God, so unnecessary. I don't know. Mm. But there's no reason behind
it. Did she live in a house or a trailer?
I believe it was a house.
Okay.
But I don't know that for a fact.
I don't know why it matters, but like... you know, how did she get targeted? Just randomly?
I think it was random, yeah.
Oh my God, that's so terrifying.
It's not over.
I believe you.
It's not over for that family.
Oh my God, okay.
So a little bit after he had left.
Set the house on fire.
Dawn's 13-year-old daughter.
Stop it.
Erin.
Stop it.
Came home from babysitting.
I was thinking it was an old lady this whole time.
Dawn. She was 42.
Oh, yeah. My brain, I made it so much older.
Nope, she's fucking our age almost.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so she had a 13-year-old daughter named Erin who came home from babysitting, saw her house on fire, and then she went inside to try and save her mom.
Oh, my God.
And she ended up dying of smoke inhalation.
Oh, my God, no.
What the fuck?
Was there anybody else in that family, like a dad or a brother or anything?
I don't know.
Like, I have to try to make this okay in my head. So it's like, if that was the whole family, at least that little girl got to go with her mommy and her puppies.
Like, well, don't say that. I don't like that. That just gave me chills.
I know. It's so sad. But, like, could you? I mean.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. The fucking. What is Isn't wrong it with awful? People?
Yeah.
Yeah. See what I mean? I hate people.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
And then on December 20th, Billy wore a mask and attempted to rob a woman in a parking lot.
Okay.
But she was able to, you know, get away or something.
She's like, fuck you, Nixon. Yeah. Exactly. I don't know. It's always a Nixon mess.
I actually am a crook. Please give me all your money. But she fucking foiled the attack or whatever, okay. Right? And yeah. She
Scooby-Dooed her ass out of there.
Yeah, Scooby-Dooed away, and he took off on foot.
Okay.
He came across two dudes working on their car in their yard. Mm-hmm. It was 59-year-old Charles Wells and 36-year-old John Copeland. Mm-hmm. And I guess he was pissed off of this fucking foiled robbery attempt.
Okay.
And so he took it out on these men and just started spraying bullets at them.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Charles ended up dying, and John was critically injured.
That's so sad.
Police at this point are like, okay.
Something's
we gotta fucking, something's up. We gotta get this guy. So police are fucking on the hunt now, right? And they held a 7-hour manhunt all around the area for Billy.
Okay.
They had over 150 police officers looking for him.
Wow. Like every man.
Every man was hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he hid under crawl spaces of homes out in Ocean Beach.
Jesus.
Until it
ended. He knew he was on the hunt.
Yeah.
He was being hunted.
Yeah.
He just hid under someone's house.
Uh-huh.
It's fucking creepy, man.
And they didn't find him.
Honestly, if there's a manhunt and you don't want to be found.
Yeah, I got places.
Like, as long as you're patient, you know?
Yeah. Like, but you got to be quick.
Yeah.
And like I said, nobody sees you do it.
You literally hide under one random ass crawl space and just don't make any fucking noise.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody would know.
Yeah.
And don't take your phone with you or like your Fitbit or like.
Anything.
Don't let there be a Ring camera. It's getting harder.
It is getting a lot harder. You can track people pretty easy now.
Mm-hmm.
So this is 1985, though, so they couldn't fucking find him. He was gone. He was a fucking ghost in the wind.
That's
right?
Crazy.
And then over a month later, on January 27th, they found a car registered to Billy Walden, abandoned, containing Billy's military ID.
Okay.
And Dawn's computer.
Oh, he didn't have no place to plug that bitch in.
Yeah, what are you going to do with that?
Maybe like a converter in the car. You know, one of those like cigarette lighter
like
a thingies.
Like old school, like with the car phone.
Yeah. We used to have this like, literally was like an extension cord or a power strip.
Mm-hmm.
But the power strip had like one of those round things that you mm-hmm. could press into the cigarette lighter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every car had a cigarette lighter.
Yeah. It had like a curly cord on it.
Yeah. And then you could convert it from like whatever the fuck that is. So you could plug it in.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? I don't know. Maybe you put two of them together. You get
what
220.
What could a car have? Yeah, I guess he had nowhere to put the computer. He was like, fuck, I'm on the run. I can't hold this thing. He had abandoned the car. Police finally find it, right?
Yeah.
So now the police are putting together that all of these fucking cases might be related.
Uh-huh.
They match the bullets from the 25 caliber handgun used on Don versus Charles and John, and it's a match.
Okay. So we got a consistent issue here.
Mm-hmm. And then San Diego police contact Oklahoma because that's where
he's from.
He's from.
And they're like, we got one of yours on the loose here.
Uh-huh. And Oklahoma was like, hey, that's our fucking boy.
We've been looking for him.
Yeah. And also, you're saying that you think he murdered a bunch of people with a 25 caliber handgun. Like, that's kind of crazy because we just had some shit like that happen not too long ago.
And we didn't know that it might have been him.
Uh-huh.
So thanks for doing all that work back there.
Uh-huh. And so they compared the bullets to the Oklahoma shootings, and they were a match.
Uh-oh. He done been done figured out.
Mm-hmm. So now the fucking juice is on the loose. They're looking for him.
Don't call him Juice.
Every time it said his name,
uh-huh.
It was like, in parentheses, this is his preferred name.
Is Juice?
No. It was like 37 characters long, and I was like, I don't even know how to begin saying that, and it's in the language that he created.
Oh, okay.
I was like, I'm not smart enough.
His name is Billy.
Yeah, I'm gonna call him Billy Ray.
Yeah, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yes, like his mama intended. At this point, they're on the fucking hunt, right?
Right.
There was a federal warrant issued.
Jeez.
And he was made the 399th fugitive listed on the 10 most wanted fugitives list.
10 most wanted, 399. I thought it only went up to 10, bitches.
Well, I think it did. And then, like, one comes off and they put the next one on. Yeah. And it's like, you're like the 20th one that's been on the top 10.
I wonder how long the list is right now.
I think it's only 10.
Well, not if they're keeping an extended list that we don't know about.
That's true.
Because it was 399th.
Yeah. They're like, that guy's totally not the top anymore. He got bumped down the leaderboard.
Yeah.
Well, he was the 399th one.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'd need to know in comparison to, like, how many contenders. Or did he just get added at the bottom, you know?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know. But they sent his picture out and everything. Wow. And America's Most Wanted was like,
this bitch.
We really want him.
Yeah, we really want Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah. It wasn't until June 16th, 1986.
Okay.
That San Diego police pulled over a 1965 Mustang with one taillight out.
Uh-oh.
Intending to give them a warning.
Right.
But when the police approached the car, they recognized Billy, but didn't really know where.
Yeah, they're like that guy looks fucking familiar.
Uh-huh. And when they ran the plates of the car, it was discovered that it belonged to a man named Daniel Roman, who had reported it stolen.
Oh, son of a bitch.
So they were like, there's something wrong here. 1965.
Isn't that like a Shelby or some shit?
It's a classic.
Yeah.
That's for certain. And they were like, hey, man, like, what's your name? And Billy Ray.
What's your number?
He gave them the name Stephen Midas. And they're like, yeah, we don't really believe that, but sure. Yeah. So they were able to arrest him because he's in a stolen vehicle, right?
Yeah. Steven.
All right, Steven, let's go.
Yeah, come with me, Steve.
And they eventually discovered who he was through a fingerprint match.
Fucking Billy.
Fucking Billy. Imagine having the name Billy and then someone's like, what's your name? And you're like, Steven.
Steve.
Like just another basic ass
name.
Yeah,
like you panic. John. For sure it's John. Don't ask me. It's Sean. With an H.
He was charged with 3 counts of first-degree murder and multiple counts of attempted murder, rape, burglary, robbery, and animal cruelty.
Oh, my God. Okay, they got him for everything, though.
Yeah. While in the San Diego County Jail, a group of other inmates allegedly ordered him to kill another inmate.
Oh, shit!
And he refused, and so they beat him so badly that he had to spend 2 days in the hospital.
Oh, my God. That sounds awful.
And then it took 7 years for Billy to be finally brought to trial because he insisted on representing himself.
Okay, he did not want a speedy trial.
No, And the first judge was like,
hey, no. Bad idea.
Yeah, you cannot do that because you don't really understand the consequences of this. Like, this is a fucking death penalty case.
Yeah.
And Billy was like, I'm going to do it, blah, blah, blah. And what, so eventually.
Terrible idea.
It's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
But eventually they brought in another judge, and this other judge was like, yeah, I guess, like, whatever. And he was right. Found competent to stand trial.
And so, then?
So they let him do it. And this motherfucker.
He's like talking to himself and asking himself questions.
Yeah, he questioned himself on the stand.
Oh my God.
So the trial started on May 10th of 1991. And he questioned himself.
That's so embarrassing.
Honestly.
I'm embarrassed secondhand.
Yeah. Do you think he did different voices?
I don't know. Like, did he get up and go talking to the other mic?
And he's like, objection.
Sir, you're arguing with yourself. Oh, God, to be in that, like, audience.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah. So he.
Also, how rude. Like, people died. Can you just do the.
Can
right
you not?
Shit?
Yeah. Can you not be an asshole?
Circus? Yeah.
He's questioning himself on the stand, being an overall menace, right?
Right.
He claimed that he was set up by the FBI and the CIA in an effort to, quote, thwart his efforts to promote world peace, spread new languages, and advance Cherokee autonomy.
Whoa. Rewind that. Let's say that again slower.
Quote, thwart his efforts to promote world peace.
That's why he did all this?
Number one. Spread new languages.
He wanted to stop his efforts for world peace. Or does he mean like the world's efforts for
the
world peace?
The FBI and the CIA were, he's claiming that they were setting him up because he was advocating for Cherokee autonomy, spreading new languages.
So he was being set up by the CIA.
And Okay.
Sorry. I heard you say that and I just it out of my brain.
That's okay. We're all here now. We're back.
Thank you.
So he was like, yeah, it's the fucking CIA and the FBI.
They don't
it's
want
not
me to do all this great stuff. They're setting me up. They're the ones doing all this murdering.
Yeah. Don't you see all the cool shit that I'm doing? Look at this new language.
I made this language.
Mm-hmm. And he would file long, rambling, handwritten motions and appeals basically stating just that. So it took fucking forever for this trial.
Oh, my God. How annoying.
And the jury ended up deliberating for 6 hours before he was ultimately found guilty and sentenced to death.
Good.
And then in 2023, his convictions were overturned by the California Supreme Court because he was denied representation by competent counsel.
What?
He has been granted a new trial. And that's all we fucking got. What?
Well, now, wait a minute.
Okay.
Okay, waiting. But we have...
Don't have a lot of details.
I know, but we have actual evidence, right? Like, if this goes to trial again, we're still it's like a slam dunk, right?
I don't know what...
Like, did they keep everything?
So, I guess there were hundreds of thousands of pages of court like documents and shit that were going into this trial.
Oh my God, what a waste of resources.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And it took them that long to get to the trial stage the first time.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
You know what
will happen in
mad?
The second one.
Here's what makes me mad.
Or
because
when
I'm
the second
all
one.
For right everybody I'm all for everybody having the rights and all that shit, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously. I don't want to be in the wrong place at the wrong time or anything like that.
Yeah.
But when we're dealing with obvious shit and it gets tangled up in all this bullshit and it takes away from resources and it's already a problem and all this other stuff, it really irritates me.
Yeah.
It's like, fucking homie, I get it. You ain't got nothing else to do in there other than file for appeals and shit. But, like, you fucking went on a rampage.
Yeah.
Stop.
Like, just chill. Just
and
fucking stop.
And you chose to not have representation. Just stop.
And
stop.
He was found competent to stand trial.
And then now it's like we're going to go through all these loopholes and everything, and maybe with the passage of time, blah, 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 blah.
Or things were lost and you don't have witnesses because it was 1985.
Honestly.
Like, 1985 slash 6.
How old is this guy now? Like, he was in his, how old was he in 85? Just slap fucking 36 years on top of that shit? 37, 8, 9 years?
He was probably around 30. Then.
Okay, so he's like in his, about to be 60s or some shit?
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess that's still enough time to live your life, but like, come on.
But like, you did a lot.
You fucked up, man.
Yeah. And I don't know.
I don't either. That's fucked up.
I don't know. I'm all for the justice system and doing it, you know, how it's supposed to be done and everything. So if he really does deserve a new trial, like, I guess that's great.
Doesn't.
But like,
in the public court of opinion.
In the public court of opinion. I just hope it hope we still have all this information, you know, I'm on hand here, San Diego Police Department. You got it?
Hopefully everything's okay back there.
Yeah. And that's the end of my story.
Well, goddamn.
Until whenever this trial happens now.
Speaking of trials, did you know that there is... I'm still hung up on those Idaho murders that I had shared a while back.
Yeah.
That trial keeps getting pushed out because the Brian Koberger guy or whatever, he, like, waived his right to a speedy trial.
Yeah.
Or some shit. I don't fucking know. So, but anyway, there's a documentary that just came out, and I want to watch it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think it's on, like, either HBO Max or Max or whatever the fuck they're calling it. Not to be confused with Cinemax. Like, why'd they do that?
I don't know.
And or it's on Netflix or something. But I want to watch for it. Did you know they demolished that house?
No, but that makes sense.
But the trial hasn't even fucking happened. Well, you just got rid of the crime scene.
Yeah, but it's not like they were going to have a crime scene anymore anyway.
I don't know.
Because what, were they going to leave it?
I know, but what if something comes up and they're like, oh man, wish I could check that. Yeah, leave it at least till after the trial. I don't know how the family felt about all this anymore. But if it were my family, I'd be like, let's just wait. Like, I get it. I don't want to see that either. But let's just wait and make sure everything... That would fucking suck.
I don't know. Yeah. But like, weren't they renting the house? Like, it wasn't even the family's house.
Right, right, right. But it's a fucking crime scene. It's an active investigation.
Yeah, but I feel like if I owned a house and a bunch of people were slaughtered in it, I'd be like, I'm going to not own this house anymore.
Yeah, but I'd probably wait until after the
trials can take years, though.
Yeah, I'd wait. You don't know what the fuck you
could find. Fucking sell that shit immediately.
See, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm like, listen, that's done. Out of my hands.
That's done. Anyway, that's a different thing. I don't know why I went off on that.
Different case.
Anyway, if you guys want to check out pictures pertaining to Aaron's case, go to our social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, X, TikTok.
Stop trying to make X happen.
I know, right?
It's not going to happen.
So fetch. Our handle is at ISGD Podcast. You can join the goddamn pod group on Facebook. We all hang out and chat with each other. It's a great time. Come join us. We need more of you wonderful people. Please support our Patreon. For as little as one extra dollar, you can get an extra episode every month. And we have tiers, so you can have behind-the-scenes video access, behind-the-scenes audio access. There's all kinds of options. Go check out our Patreon. And you get to support your favorite podcast host and help us figure out what the fuck we're doing with this podcast. You know what I mean, Jelly Beans?
Yeah.
So come support us.
Yay!
And you get access to a bunch of cool shit. You can email us at isgdpodcast@gmail.com or snail mail us at
P.O. Box 2764, Spring Valley, California, 91979.
I'm pretty sure we haven't had anything in the P.O. Box for a hot minute.
Oh, actually, so... I have a letter in my
Do you?
Car.
Oh, car. That's so far away.
Sorry.
Also, please subscribe, rate, and review. Go tell everybody about this podcast so we can quit doing life and enjoy this instead.
Yay!
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.